some of the programming comes across, and I guess they have a special arrangement where if you want, you can skip the commercials. And there's also a secondary button that makes it automatic. You don't even have to watch for the commercials, don't have to see the beginning or the end of the commercials, it just skips. You have a little blurb, you know, in the visual part, but the commercials are all gone. I think that's mighty handy. I turned automatic on. The same as you. In any event, you can fast forward through them. If it's recorded, you know, you can fast forward. And anyway, that dispenses with that. Modern life is a nice thing if you can pick and choose, don't you know? I like picking and choosing myself. I think it's one of the freedoms that we all treasure very much. You can pick and choose your friends. You can pick and choose your TV programming. When I was a little kid, I was before my dad had a remote control for his TV, the clicker kind. I was his remote. You know, the oldest boy, I was down in the floor. I was still a child. And he'd say, "Larry, change the channel. Larry, why don't you turn the volume up just a little bit, would you?" Or he'd say, when the picture started rolling, you know, I think that's horizontal hold on the OCRT set. It would roll. And I would reach into the little, open the little compartment there and take the button that I was very familiar with, and I'd twist that this way and that until the picture settled down, stopped rolling. I was my dad's remote control. It's nice to remember things like that. I felt a little put out, to tell you the truth, to sit right there 2 feet away from, well, maybe 3 feet away from the tube. Always ready to jump at my dad's command. KK4JBQ.
Funny that you should say that. I was also the remote. anything that was wrong with the TV, you know, get over there and turn this knob, turn that knob, you know, change the channel. We had rabbit ears at one time, you know, adjust the rabbit ears on that thing, give me a better picture. Oh gosh, I can remember all the commands. I can remember doing all the work too. But I can remember when Dad actually bought an outside antenna, and I had to go up on the roof and mount it to the chimney. And gosh, I didn't know how to put those metal bands around the chimney, but luckily they came with instructions. And I for once read the instructions to figure out how to put that thing on there so it wouldn't fall. Because I didn't want to have to run up and down that ladder to get on top of the house that often. Around here, you know, we lived in Greenville, and you got 4, 7, and 13, and to get 4 and 7 real good, 13 had to be a little snowy, or if you wanted to get 13 better, you know, you had to take the antenna off of 1 and kind of put it to where you liked it the best, and that was the hardest thing to please my dad with, is getting the antenna set up to the station that he wanted to watch. Of course, you don't have that trouble anymore. You got, either cable or satellite or whatever. Too many different choices now, Larry.
I'm sure that, we treasure our memories, don't we? And we came by them honest, and sometimes we paid dearly. And every once in a while, it's right nice to think back. When I was just a boy, I had no idea what an antenna was for. And Dad explained that to me as best he could. But now I can look back on that and I can think about all the mistakes that were made when installing that antenna. And we got three channels also. The most coveted of those channels was channel 13 in Asheville, probably one that you were talking about, that channel 13. WLOS, I believe it was, call sign. And the reason I liked it so much is that Bozo and Mr. Bill was on Saturday mornings. And it was snowy as could be, but I still watched that horrible picture because I enjoyed the program. But it had twin lead, 300 ohm twin lead, and it was running next to the gutter. You know, that's a no-no. And it was just, the installation wasn't best quality. And I don't know, I was in, I grew up in Kingsport, Tennessee, which you might know some other, Johnson City was another close city, in Bristol, the Twin City, they called it, because there's a street that runs down the middle of Bristol, Tennessee, because on, and it's right on the state line. The other side of the street was Bristol, Virginia. They call it the Twin Cities. Anyhow, it was mountainous terrain, much like it is, you know, a little further north into North Carolina. So signals would reflect and bounce and be blocked by, you know, all that dirt and TV reception. Well, you know, aren't we spoiled, terribly spoiled, with 400 channels to watch? I say we're spoiled. I mean, that it deserves a qualifier. If you had any interest at all in watching some of them. But it's also, it's very easy to avoid most of the channels that are offered on the local cable lineup of channels. But that's going away, as I understand it. The streaming services are, they're not exactly in their infancy, but it's the way a lot of people are getting their television today. Cable is kind of had its heyday, I suppose. And in the future, streaming may be the only way you get things. And, well, as long as the picture is good and the sound is all right, we'll be fine. KK4JBQ.
Just in our lifetime, look how much things have changed. And I can't imagine Eddie. Eddie's was roughly, for a figure, we'll say 25 years older than you and I. What else has he seen that has changed? You know, he's been around a little bit longer than we have. But things have really gone crazy in the last, over the last 50 years, really, or less than that. But it'll be all right. We'll enjoy it while we got it, and then we'll live and learn and die and forget it all. So that's one way to look at it, I guess. But, yeah, all that dirt in between the TV antennas and the station that's broadcasting does make a difference. It really does. But, yeah, we do have some good memories, Larry, no doubt about it.
They're good memories, and we can, because we have, we still have our good memory. it's fading, however. Every once in a while, Donna helps. Oh, boy, she helps me remember things that, and I'm not bashful. I'll say, honey, do you recall, and she does. It helps to have a spouse that understands, helps you make up. So, anyway, nostalgia is, it's a It's a funny thing. You know, you wouldn't want to go back and endure all that. The snowy television, analog as it was, you know. The really soft pictures. They weren't as sharp as these digital screens are today, you know. You can... It's sometimes alarming just how sharp it is and how clear it is. Time has brought us into a place where we can enjoy, oh, just every little old thing. Lately, I've been doing a little, talk about looking back. I found a box of cassette tapes with music on, recorded music. I had a fascination with a radio program. I've lived in several places, and while in Johnson City going to college, and while working in Richmond, Virginia, in both of those places, I recorded a weekly radio program called The Folk Sampler. It's all about folk music. Of course, there was bluegrass on there, too. Every once in a while, the blues. And a guy played records. And he was just an excellent MC. He was familiar with the artists and would give you a little backstory on the artists before he played their music. And I recorded and found, let's see, 42 cassettes that I made. And I'm currently busying myself with digitizing those. More for the convenience of being able to play it anywhere on any computer. I can stream it from the computer to the television. Carried around in my pocket. Got one of those little players that'll, you know, take a digital song and play it for you, battery operated. What's possible is astounding. If you just step back 20 years before all this was real, and it would shock you back then what we're using every day. I feel fortunate to be here and to be alive in this age. So, there we are. Gary, thank you for the conversation. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for bringing us here and helping us gather and talk to one another. There. Even if somebody doesn't bend an ear I still listen for the voices, you know, and it delights me to hear people check in. I hope it's always that way. Gary, get yourself a good night's rest, and thank you again for hosting, you might say. And I'll let you go, and we're past 10 o'clock now. How about that? This is KK4JBQ 73.
Well, it is good to sit and reminisce and have a good conversation. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. And one thing I will say about the old analog TVs and, you know, the stuff that we were talking about earlier is, you know, when you watched a movie, you could actually hear the conversation that was going on between the actors. Even in the old westerns and stuff, when there were a lot of shooting and stuff like that going on, you could hear the actors talking. But now, I don't know whose idea it was, but somebody had the bright idea of putting music in the background. And they keep that music so high that I can't hardly understand the conversation that's going on some of the new movies. So I have to turn the volume way up and, you know... Yeah, then the music's too loud, and you still can't hear the conversation. So, somebody out there in that business is listening, maybe they'll either get the broadcast companies to use their equalizers and turn the music down a little bit and the conversations up, or do away with the music altogether. I don't care. But anyway, Larry, good talking to you. Enjoyed it, as always. Look forward to doing it again. And let's see here. I won't be calling it tomorrow night, but I'll be back here again Wednesday night. So come on back Wednesday night, and we'll do it again. But you and Donna have a great day tomorrow, and a wonderful week, what's left of it, and we will talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Good to hear you calling the net tonight. Running late as usual. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Hey, name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville again. Finally was out of town this weekend. But good to hear you and Larry doing a little rag chew here. Hello, Larry. No additional comments, Gary. 73, to you and everyone on the net.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'm negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
Get right back to you. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And, Mike, is it your Saturday to call?
What a schedule. I sent an email over. I'm going to not be available on Saturday. I'll be in Rhode Island. Over.
Okay. Not a problem. I just I don't have Dave's schedule, and I'm kind of helping, you know, filling in for him while he's out. And I didn't know if you would be – I think you'd call it the first Saturday. But if you're going to be up there in Rhode Island, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. But we do appreciate it, and thanks for letting me know. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KE6KEN, Mr. Ken. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you are doing well. And then I had a recheck. Recheck, go ahead.
K4ROW. I just had a quick thought, and I didn't know if when you got into ham radio, when I got into it, there used to be a CB crowd around, and a lot of people admit to doing that, and some won't. I did. I was just a kid, but. Do you remember that there was a club in Greenville that used to meet once a month up at Charlie Pitt State House?
That one, Richard.
All right. Do you remember a guy that was, he was a CB radio operator, and I can't remember his name. He was a red-headed fella, and he was sight-impaired. And he made his living by tuning pianos. Do you remember anybody like that?
It seems like I do remember somebody that did that. I can't recall her name. My wife played the piano for years and years, and her father, her dad, knew a gentleman that tuned pianos, and that's who she had tuned it. His name was Holland Davis.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that doesn't make any bells go off in my head, but not much anything does anymore. But that's something I've wondered about for, I think about, every time I go down by, what's that street? I can't remember the street downtown. It's down there close to the ballpark, and it's on the other side of the street where the church is, and down that street, and it runs into Academy. He lived on that street somewhere down there. sooner or later, if I ask enough people, somebody will remember. The only person I know that's been around long enough was a fellow on the net last night. I don't know, but bless his heart, he's gonna be 100 in October, and I'll be 76 in November.
It is young spring chickens compared to Eddie at W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie down there in Simpsonville. He's our resident elder. He will be 100 in October, I think he said.
He said October the 20th, 48, and I was born November the 10th. Of 48. So the only thing I had in common, me and the Marine Corps had the same birthday, not the same year, of course. But, okay, I just thought I didn't know if you remembered when they had that club, and I was just a teenager, and I went to a few meets up there. We'd go upstairs, and I had a science teacher at Granville Junior High School. It was a ham operator, and he brought his radio to school one day and set it up, and that's how I got bit.
Well, that's a good thing, Richard. And I don't know if did you go to Greenville High School or what high school did you go to?
Greenville Junior High School. And then I went to Greenville High School for 2 years, and we moved to Anderson, and I finished at T.L. Hanna my last year down there, 66.
That's, I've got a Ph.D. I went to Parker High School, and, they made it a middle school, and then I don't know what it is now. It's no longer a high school, I know that. But that's where I went to high school.
My honey went. She's got a Ph.D. and a lot of her friends, too.
Dingle, Russ, and we got a Ph.D. We just don't have to tell people it's a Parker High diploma.
That's absolutely right. Okay, I'll let you go. Good to hear you. Thank you for being here tonight. KI4DOS, 73 brother. K4DOS. K4ROW.
Thanks for coming back in there. And if I think of his name, I'll let you know. I can see him in my mind's eye, but it's been so many years ago. I can't remember his name that much about where he operated on the CB radios. But that was a long time ago. But if I think of it, I'll let you know. In the meantime, you take care. Have a wonderful evening and a great week, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, I can say about it. It's K4ROW. I got my novice license down at Grandma Radio from Matt Godsey. He gave me my test in 64. And I think he was, Mac had sold CB radios, and I think he might have been tied in with that crowd. There was a sort of another crowd out on the eastern side of Grandma. But that's all I can remember about that. Keep on, Debbie. Good night.
You have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. This bag will wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Check-ins I had, but I had 44 tonight, folks. appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, all it was that make the net. Wasn't for the folks out there checking in, we wouldn't have anything to sit here and bump our gums about or anybody to talk to. So y'all come back again tomorrow night. And to the best of my knowledge, Mr. Ariel, NY4G, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those that checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.